Mr. Wright, thanks for speaking with us today.
God, it's always great to talk with you.
What's the latest update you can give us on your effort to bring another air carrier to the Hickory Regional Airport?
Well, we are continuing to explore that possibility, and we know that discussions are underway with a smaller carrier that has some connections with some of the larger carriers. And at this point, that's about all I can say. We feel that at this particular time, with the state of the large airliners and the large airline companies and the state of gasoline prices, it's going to be difficult to get attention of one of the large ones right now. But we are exploring, as I say, tying in with a smaller carrier that has some links to the large ones.
Well, you're more than welcome to pass along the name of that carrier if you wish. I assume you probably can't.
I cannot do that at this time, but it would involve smaller aircraft, perhaps turboprop, rather than the jet service. And I can't tell you it's going to happen. I'm just saying we're having those discussions.
Can you tell us at what point where those talks are at right now, how far down the line they've progressed?
It's early. It's early.
Are you still putting out feelers then to maybe other airlines?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, sir.
How long, Mr. Wright, before you exhaust all options, if you will, in searching for airlines that would work at the Hickory Regional Airport?
I don't know that I can say when we would exhaust all options. We think this service will work. It requires when Delta got more competitive with their fares, our ridership shot up immediately, and so it's going to require someone who is very sensitive every day to the fact that people here in this area have a very reasonable alternative just down the road in Charlotte. Now, people in Boone and places north of Boone, this service really means a lot because it cuts off, maybe as much as 6 to 7 hours of ground travel and wait time compared to going to Charlotte. Or it cuts back on it. It doesn't eliminate it, of course.
Now, if things work out with the company that you folks are speaking with, explain how it would work. Would service primarily be to Charlotte, or with like the Delta connection service that is expiring at the end of the month, would some of those flights perhaps go to places like Atlanta?
Well, we are looking at Atlanta and Nashville. We'd like to look north. We have not specifically looked at flights to Charlotte. I wouldn't rule that out because at one time, U.S. Air had a good thing going for our riders up here. But I'll tell you, that one's a tougher one because the cost to get the plane here and to get it back to carry the passengers who would want to go, but who probably wouldn't be willing to pay an exorbitant amount round trip. That one's a tough one. I think it'd be easier to talk Atlanta, Nashville, perhaps Raleigh, perhaps Washington.
Mayor, do you expect there to be any break in the service for those who have been flying on the planes out of Hickory?
Well, there absolutely is going to be a break in the service. I think Delta discontinued service within a week or two, and we are some time out before we have an alternative carrier. I don't think there's going to be a significant impact on people because I think that's already been felt. The people who were using the service and enjoying it so much, once the fares were raised and they could see that they were not going to get the benefit of frequent flyer mileage, those people probably for the most part have discontinued ridership.
Mayor Wright, we appreciate you speaking with us today. Best of luck.
Hey, Scott. Thanks a million.